everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehanna's Cuisines. Today we're going to be doing a recipe using chicken, and we're going to be roasting that in this electric pan here that I have heated already. I was inspired by this recipe when I went to my aunt's house in London. Her name is Shinaz Aunty. Thank you so much for the recipe. And so I thought, kind of put some stuff together here for you guys, and I want to show you what we're going to need. I have here a lot of chicken. I have about two whole chickens that are clean and cut. And I also have about a pound of breast in here, chicken breast. Now, I'm going to be sending some food to somebody. That's why I'm making a lot of it. But for the recipe that you see on your screen or under the description will be good enough for two whole chickens. So here we go. Let me explain what we're going to need. You're going to need some lemon pepper, black pepper, basil. Now, if you had fresh basil at home, it's best to use fresh basil, but as you can see, the weather is horrible outside, so I have not been able to get out, so I'm just going to use my dried basil. Salt to taste. Got tomato paste, fresh G&G, ginger and garlic. I've got sour cream here, so we're going to use half of the sour cream and half yogurt. And then I have some lemon basil here, so I thought, hey, let me try and use lemon basil. And I'm sure it's going to taste really, really good because I love the lemony lime aroma of the lemon basil. So let's get started. So this is a very, very, very simple recipe. This is the type of recipe when you feel like you don't want to do anything around the house when the weather is like this. You just kind of want to lay there in a blanket. But when you come home, when your husband comes home and your kids come home, they feel like you've slaved in the kitchen all day. This is the chicken that you should do when you feel like that, because it is the fastest chicken you'll make. So let's go ahead and just get the marinade together, which is extremely simple. What I'm going to do here is I usually like to mix my marinade in a different bowl. You don't have to. You can just put all of it in here. But I really like it when I have everything in here, and then it's just easier to mix and stuff. So it's up to you how you want to do it. But I'm just going to do a good amount of ginger and garlic. And then to this, I'm going to go ahead and add some lemon pepper in here. Okay, I'm going to throw it in my yogurt. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give it a little mix here as I'm putting the ingredients in. Okay. Let's go ahead and do the pepper. Again, if you don't have lemon pepper, just throw in some lemon juice or lime juice, and a pepper will be fine. So, and then let's do the basil. Ooh. I got a little bit in, but should be okay. So I've got a lot of chicken, so we should be okay. You can never have enough herbs in the chicken. Okay, I'm gonna mix that up. It already smells wonderful in here. Okay, let's go ahead and do our salt taste. All right, I'm gonna do the sour cream next. Again, remember, I'm making extra, so I'm just adding more in there, but like I said, the recipe on the screen should be good enough for two chickens. And you know, if you want this chicken to have like more gravy, if you want it to be eaten with like paratha or roti or tortillas, then I would go ahead and add a little bit more than what the recipe requires as far as the sour cream and the yogurt is concerned. Now, I've gotten a lot of questions as far as why do I not only use yogurt, why do I use sour cream? The reason I use sour cream is because what happens when you heat up yogurt, it curdles. So when your chicken is done, you'll see these little textury things in your chicken, and I don't like that. I like my chicken to be really nice, and the marinade should be really nice and smooth. Okay. All right, so I've got this. Now what I'm gonna do is I'm quickly going to put in some tomato paste in here. And if you want, you can marinate this chicken, but it turns out so good without even marinating it. So if you want, you can marinate for like 20 minutes if you like. And then what we're gonna do is just gonna mix the tomato paste in our mixture here. Now, I'm gonna be chopping this up, this and some cilantro, but we're gonna be adding this 3/4 of the way the chicken is done. So it should, because we don't wanna cook the herbs a lot. We just kinda want it to enhance the flavor. And this recipe I had made when I had a very young fan, a young viewer that had come to my house, and she had absolutely loved this chicken. So this chicken is for you, Zia Fatima. I hope you're watching, and make sure mom makes it for you. So there we go. We're just gonna add all our marinade in here. Okay. And you must have noticed that I have not used any of my spoons that have already touched the chicken back into the main, because you do not want to you don't want to transfer the salmonella into the main ingredients over there. So have this over here, and all we need to do is I'm gonna use my tongs here, but just want to mix it just a little bit, just like so. I wish I had gloves with me. Like I said, I've just not been able to find see-through gloves anywhere. All I find is the blue, ugly exam gloves. So you guys have to bear with me. Once the weather gets a little better, I'll get out and get my gloves. Okay. And if you really want to make this really, really red, you can add more tomato paste in there if you like. All right, so now what we're going to do is we're just going to move over here to our griddle or our pan, and I'm just going to put it in there. And I'm also going to be making roasted potatoes with homemade cheese sauce. So make sure you guys watch that recipe of mine. I've got my pan heated at about 400 degrees, and I'm going to leave it there. And we're going to leave this in for about, a good 25 minutes. So believe it or not, you're done. We're done making the chicken. Now, all that's gonna happen is it's gonna basically cook on its own in this pan here. So we're gonna cover this up. I'm gonna come back halfway. I'm gonna show you how it's coming along. And then I'll come back the third time and show you how what our completed product looks like. So I wanted to show you what our chicken looks like here. Now, even though I wanted to show you that we used the sour cream, but this is the type of curdling that I was talking to you about. So if it's just yogurt, that's how it's gonna look. But right now we're just gonna still cook this down. And you don't wanna cook your chicken anymore. You see how it's really white inside? See how it's white inside? And just by me touching it, it's falling. It's done. If it turns white, it's done. We are in a habit of really cooking the chicken out of its where it turns out really, really tough and chewy. And so I've really, really learned one thing is that it's not, we need to cook the chicken less. Just where it falls off the bones, that means that it's done. So at this point, what I wanna do is see how much gravy I have in there. So I'm gonna go ahead and leave it open now and let the steam evaporate, and it's gonna leave us a really nice thick gravy behind. And this can be eaten either with mashed potatoes, it can be eaten with cheesy baked roasted potatoes, it can be eaten with naan, really it can be eaten with anything. So this is I just want to get rid of a lot of this water in here. So I am going to let the water evaporate and the gravy to turn out really nice and thick. So here we go, this is our finished product for the roasted chicken. The gravy has reduced quite a bit. And I'm gonna do a quick taste test for you. I just really wanna show you how we have not overcooked our chicken. And I have to apologize because all my cutlery is actually in the dishwasher right now, so I don't have any forks. So I have to use this one. I usually don't like using plastic. But see, when I cut into it, I hardly have to cut it. It's just like so soft and so white inside. Let's give this a try. So moist, it's unreal. And the taste of the basil is just coming through. And just enough gravy. I usually don't like chicken, but I'm telling you, try this dish. I can vouch for it. I can guarantee you, you're gonna love this dish. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. Also remember, folks, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Tell your friends about this channel. There's gonna be a lot of Ramadan specials coming on. And don't forget to give me a thumbs up if you liked this video.